Shad and Carly.
Shad and Carly with you this morning on Hit, and Hamish and Andy's True Stories returns to Channel 9. Their podcast is smashing at the moment with Podcast 1. If you subscribe like I do, you're probably sitting there getting excited about what's going to happen in their penultimate episode for this season of the podcast, where they've been promised to swear, and the boys join us this morning. Are you excited for that episode, Andy?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today.
I keep forgetting where we put that.
It's going to be the second last episode. I'm actually nervous.
Why do we say it was the second last episode again, so then the week after we could take feedback or something?
No, I think we thought we might do something special for the last episode, and just swearing doesn't seem like...
Well, here we are on the top of Mount Everest, and it is fucking cold.
That'd be great. I think that'd be even better.
But, yeah, could be. Everest, not a bad call.
I feel like on podcasts, so you can just lie and say you're on Everest. You don't have to actually climb it to swear.
100% can.
We would never lie.
We never lie. And that's the basis of our new TV show. Oh. Yes. Not lying stories.
There you go. And it's actually back very, very soon, compiling all the stories, the last run of them. I wanted to know from, I know a few people in far north Queensland where we are that sent stories in to you guys. Were there any that you like had to cut? That you kind of, was it because they couldn't make it onto TV, as in the story was probably too R-rated?
What are their names? we'll run it through our database.
Well, we've got, Ep 2 is from Townsville. It's all set up in Townsville, so there you go, in that kind of region. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stories that can't make it, whether they're too explicit or whether they're just too logistically difficult to make. We had one that was set on a submarine that we actually sat in the chair and listened to, an amazing storyteller set in a submarine in the 70s, and we were trying to work out how to recreate that.
So, you know, for those ones you hear the story, like, that's amazing. We generally don't, like, something won't be, unless it's just obviously impossible to recreate, like, unless it's someone going, well, I was in the Grand Canyon and it has to be the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I was tightrope walking across the Grand Canyon or whatever. Like, generally that, at that stage, because we have our mates, we have people, like a research team that sort of like puts the people in the chairs for us because we hear the stories for the first time on the show. We heard the submarine one and then everyone was like, that's great. Then we started looking into how would you get a submarine, calling submarine museums, call the Navy. They don't have a department that will just lend you a submarine.
Prop subs.
Even if it's a good story.
A bit disappointing.
A little bit annoying. Yeah. So a lot of the subs that our tax dollars pay for are doing things like patrolling the seas.
Yeah.
Which is, we're like, but it's peacetime. I mean, we assume, surely you've got a backup sub for war.
Yeah.
Can't we just use it for an afternoon?
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, Andy, that was a bit of a kick in the guts, because I don't know if you're familiar with what goes on up here in far north Queensland, but Townsville's actually our rivalry. So by highlighting the fact that they got through and we didn't.
Like, I thought that was rough. Yeah. I thought that was rough.
But we slagged Townsville off for most of it, don't we?
Okay, well, don't worry.
No one will ever visit again.
I was about to say, we're worried Tom Gleeson had gotten to you guys.
No way. No, we're against Tom. We can't believe what he did.
He's our rival as well. Yeah. There's a lot of rivalries flying around here. We're all learning a lot.
No, we're pro Cairns.
Obviously, the show is True Story, and I'm sure many people now, since the show's been on the telly, have wanted to pitch True Stories to you.
Yes.
And we are no different, except for our True Story involves you, Andy Lee, and Carly Porch.
Right.
And the thing is, it has stirred controversy for how many years, Carly? About five, 6 years?
Whenever 2011 was.
Yeah, there you go. About 7
Hopefully,
years.
Hopefully... normally we wouldn't allow an R-rated story, but I'm going to allow it.
Yeah, I'm good. Because I was hoping maybe, Hamish, you and I could basically be in the red chair for this one.
Yeah,
and
good.
Okay.
Critique this true story. I don't know if Carly would like to tell the story. Would you like me to tell the story?
Carly, did you know this was going to happen?
Well, kind of. I'm happy to put it to bed.
It was 2011. It was the Acras.
Yes.
And Andy and Carly were sitting on a couch.
Yes.
At the Acras. And there was a photo taken.
There was. Right. So I didn't even know what the Acras were. I was working in reception, by the way, in a radio station. My friend's like, do you want a ticket to this thing? Next thing I know, I'm sitting next to Hamish and Andy, which was pretty cool.
Back in their prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the night?
No, we're in our prime now. I think we're actually heading towards our prime.
I remember that
29,
night.
2019, I think.
I remember that night, 2011, when you were like, only 8 years to our prime. that's what we were on the couch talking about, just our 8-year run-up to our prime. And at that stage, I remember saying, I'd love to get into our prime before the Tokyo Olympics, which is a stage that stage hadn't been announced, yes. But I had a hunch.
You had a hunch and he nailed it.
But me and my boyfriend were having an innocent conversation before I knew I was 2 weeks later going to end up on a couch with you. And he was like, who would be your celebrity crush? And I said, Andy Lee from Hamish and Andy, not knowing.
People do get us confused. People often think the face of one is, yeah. I understand why you would say that.
Forward to me sitting on a couch with you. Well, in a nightclub for some reason. It was like loud in there and you just leant over to say hello. Like you were just being polite. It was all very innocent.
So they say.
But my friend Courtney snapped us in that mid moment and sent a photo to my boyfriend at the time, Russell, saying Carly's cashing in on her celebrity crush.
Yep.
And when I got home, Russell's like, did you really? Like, tell me the truth. And to this day.
Did you tell him that we did?
Can't ask, Russell. I mean, that's the deal with the celebrity crush.
Oh, did you tell him that we hooked up? I mean, I thought it was an awesome night at Crown Towers.
See?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
I have pled my innocence. In fact, I've even Andy's
still got it as his screensaver, the photo that he took of you guys in the jacuzzi the next morning.
Exactly. I love
it. Wow. Great. Now I'm losing a boyfriend in this sense.
Well, what's the point of having a celebrity pass card? It's like, oh, just passing quotation marks for exactly. Unless you actually run into them. No way.
Exactly. Did you talk a bit gay, but in the moment you're like, I didn't mean it.
You've got to make a pass card for someone you really. My celebrity pass card, or not a celebrity, but is Annette from Three Doors Down in our street. Just because, what's the point of having it be Angelina Jolie? I'm never going to meet her. But I do see Annette from time to time.
Hey, you better not have an Annette that lives three doors down. That's what I've learned from that joke.
No, she's maybe about five or six.
hey, Carly.
Yes.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Russell.
Russell. Okay, Russell. I'm going to safely say to you
your
right now.
Your girlfriend is a wonderful woman.
Yep.
And we explored many times with. And it's none of your business what goes on between a woman and her celebrity pass card is none of a boyfriend's business.
Exactly. Now, Russell, she's a great kisser. Hang on to it.
True story with Hamish and Andy is going to be on Channel 9. It's on
even
Tuesday.
Better that we went straight into the plug there because it kind of makes it sound like Andy kissing Ali is a true story.
You can catch it on Carls. Channel 9 is where it's at. Hamish and Andy, thank you so much.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
big thank you from Andy, obviously.
Oh, my God, guys. I didn't say this on air, but do you know what's even funnier? So, like, Russell's parents randomly own a wrestling company. They make wrestling gears for wrestlers. And, like, 2 weeks later, they get, like, an email from someone on your team being like, can you guys make this costume for some stunt you're doing?
Oh, and then, that would have been the leopard skin.
Yes, that was it. So Russell's like, did you give Andy my mum and dad's email address that night? Yeah.
I thought we were all going. I want him to meet my parents.
Yeah, well, we both had a cigarette. We actually keep the chat up.
What does your family do? Any way I could use them or give them a bit of business?
It would have been better if he had a submarine cover. That would have worked out perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.